Oh, it's got to be a fan episode.
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Yeah.
Here is your host, Stretch.
All right, here I go. It's that time for the bonus pod. Let me take my headphones off. I only have to wear headphones so that I can hear the intro. Outside of that, I don't need them, and it's too damn hot. Hence the fan. And let me turn the fan down a notch, though, to see if I can make it a little better. There we go. Down a little. Maybe that helped out a little bit. What I got? I got my updates. The very good news. My father-in-law is home. He is hopefully on the mend. I've got work to do over there, though, because our dog is a pain in the ass and is being a massive pain in the ass. So I have to go over there and build a fence. And that's never fun. You don't ever want to build a fence in the hot, hot sun. Breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. You don't know nothing about the Clash. Nothing. I do, because I'm like a music expert. Actually, I'm the furthest thing. For a guy that made a living in radio for so long, I don't know crap about music. I really, really don't. I know what I like, but I'm not a... I have a lot of music stories about stuff, but not necessarily a music expert at all. In fact, I have no musical talent either, which is really weird. Let's see. It is diet. I'm all right. I'm not great. I have not got back on the keto, but I have not gone like completely off the rails and just going bananas. I'm trying my best to be as healthy as I can and eat some carbs. I'm eating carbs. And I've eaten a little bit of sugar here and there. Actually, I just had something, but I know it was sugar-free. I'm very good about buying as much sugar-free stuff as I can. So when I want treats, because I want them all the time, I'll have it. And then it's a little less guilt-free. Sure, it'll have carbs in it still, but it will be no sugar, which is the ultimate bad, bad carb. It is Friday. That means I gets to go to the Downy, to the homeland, get to go hang out with my peoples, mi gente, and my boy Ice, Icy Iceburger, who, here's what's weird. My brother came over on Tuesday night when I was in Downy, and Ice is a killer and wants to kill and eat everyone. Ice tries to kill my son, who he's seen lots of times, obviously. Even in the Palisades, he, you know, saw him many, many times during the 6 months we lived there with Ice. And then in Downey, he's seen him. He's seen my son in Downey more than he sees my daughter or my wife, who see him never. So he still tries to attack my son every chance he gets. And then my brother comes over, and like Ice is like crawling up on his lap, going and getting his... Here's another thing that this kind of pissed me off. Ice will not play fetch pretty much at all. He'll go get the toy, and he'll bring it to you, and then he won't give it to you. And then if you try to grab it, he'll usually growl at you or just bite down on it really hard now that you have it. My brother's sitting on the couch talking to me, and Ice just goes over, gets a ball, climbs up on the couch, drops it in my brother's lap, goes back down, like, throw the ball. So my brother throws the ball down the hall. Ice runs after it, brings it back, drops it in his lap. He's like totally playing fetch with my brother. I'm like, what the F? He's not growling at him. He's not barking, not letting him have the ball back. I'm like, what the F is wrong with you, dog? What happened to you? It was psycho. Monday, we had a great day. My daughter and I went to SeaWorld, which was good. That was fun. I hadn't been there in so long. They had no roller coasters the last time I was there. They got crazy, gnarly roller coasters there. And little ones, too, that were fun. We rode the little ones. I looked at those big ones and was like, yeah, I'm borderline too big to ride a roller coaster. I'm tall and I'm fat. In fact, one of the ones we did ride had a height requirement, and I was right at the highest part of the height. It had a minimum and a maximum. I was at the maximum. So I'm like, oh, great. And then I'm like, oh, I'm always thinking I'm going to fly out. I'm a fat guy. It's going to fly out and die. And then I saw those big ones. I'm like, yeah, nope, not doing it. Don't want to lose my lunch. Then we went into a city called, I think, Pacifica, and had lunch afterwards, or dinner, I guess as it would have been, and then came home. It was nice. Beautiful down there. San Diego's really nice. I like it a lot, even though it's like any other big city has really gotten walloped with the homeless and the craziness and the grossness downtown area, but San Diego's still pretty great. Let's get into what do I got good news. I don't think I have any sex news. I've been a sexapalooza news breaker lately, but not this time. In fact, right now, what do I have? I have a fitness tech that you could, we'll talk about, and they say the things that fitness professionals and enthusiasts use to stay on track. And of course, apps. Apps are highly recommended. Apps are a great thing, and you should get apps. You really, really should, because they are effing great at keeping track of your diet and your workout and all that other stuff. So can't recommend those enough. Man, I gotta turn something off here on my thing. All right, that should be good. I'm looking at my computer. It's acting goofy. And then this is one that's weird. They talk about, and it's considered healthcare. It's those compression sleeves that people put. It looks like a giant boot. Your foot goes in and it goes all the way up to your thighs, and they're compression sleeves. And people swear by those things. And they, you know, you have them for other parts of your body too, but these are the ones I see all the time. And they say, like, if you work out a lot, they really help with recovery, and people use them for like 15 minutes after a workout, and it decreases fluid retention after exercise, and it apparently feels really good. So people like it, and they say that it reduces the fluid retention to where you can measure it and tell. That's how you know that it works. It's not just something like, oh, that's great. I feel like kind of a fad is the red lights. Maybe you're a person that swears by the red lights. Let me know in the comments over at Fat to Fit or Else on Instagram. Because I went, you know, it's weird. I started going to the red lights when I joined Planet Fitness back in the day, right when I hurt my shoulder. And I was going in, and that was like, I relate that red light therapy, which I did a lot, to my shoulder blowing out at the same time. I'm sure it's not related, but it's, you know, in my head. Another thing they say to track, Fitbit is always great. MyFitnessPal is a good app. And is there anything else in here? No, that's it for gadgets. So get your gadgets on. I can tell you anything that makes you want to work out more or inspires you to work out or helps you to stay on track or do anything, any of that is, that's a win. Go for the win. Like, do it. And now don't go crazy and be like, I bought these $2,000 sneakers and they have a pedometer in them, so they tell me how far I walked. Yeah, so does your phone, and that's free in your phone. Completely free. So don't do crazy things, but it's good, just like even workout clothes. People like to look good at the gym or whatever, and they'll be like, oh my God, I went to Planet Fitness today, and I had my new fit on, and I looked in my mirror, and I was like, oh, who is that? Oh, it was me. Uh-huh. Yeah, like, fine. Do it. You need a fitness fit to feel better? Do it. Anything that helps is a smart thing to do. So I would say to go for that. Now let's get into other things. How about relationships? They say there's a thing called menodivorce, as in menopause, as in middle-aged women are finally like going, oh no, I am done with this dude. I have wasted all my good years and I'm out of here. And they are bouncing after menopause, like all the built-up resentment that they have against their husbands. Come on, if you're married and you're middle-aged, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because I can physically feel the resentment that my wife has towards me. Like, I think I could cut it with a knife. Maybe she's going to bounce. Oh, my God. I could be so lucky. Oh, Lord. And then here's another one. And it's funny because I'm, you know, it's modern what it is. But so couple went on a date. And then after the date, it didn't go so well. And the dude sent the chick a Venmo request for money. like, hey, this is what I spent. I want you to pay back half of it. And you always think the guy should pay whatever, whatever. But, you know, I'm telling you, guy's paying because he thinks he's going to bang you. And you're like, that's, what am I, a whore? That you buy me a cheeseburger and I got to have sex with you? No, that's not what I'm saying. But that's what guys are wanting when they pay for everything. They pay for everything to be a gentleman. They're trying to be a gentleman because they're trying to get into your pants, period. Sure, they may be a gentleman, and they're not trying to get into your pants right that moment. But if you're just in the friend zone, and after the first date, it didn't go well, or you were maybe a jerk, I can see the guy going, hey, I spent this much money. Usually a guy's going to take it and take the L. I would never ask for the money back. But I'm not totally pissed at this dude for just going, look, you were kind of an ass. I didn't have fun. There's not going to be a second date. I paid for everything to be polite, but can you Venmo me some cash back? I'm totally cool with that. Then here's a couple. I always love couples with too much confidence, you know, but you're talking to the sexiest fat man in the world, speaking of too much confidence. But this is a couple, and they're like swingers, and they said that they loved swinging so much that they started their own swing club, only there's no ugly people allowed. And then I look at the picture, and the lady's attractive. She's not like a 10, but she's attractive. And the guy's like a normal-looking guy, so I don't judge guys, but yeah, he's an okay-looking guy. But I noticed that she's taller than him, which makes me think he's a short guy. Short guy. Everyone hates short people. Remember the song? Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people to live. Remember that song? That was a great song. This is so true. They're like little weirdos, and they got attitude. No, men. Short men, not women. And that song should be redone. Don't want no short men, because short women are fine. OnlyFans star reveals outrageous sex rule for her fiancé. Yeah, okay. I don't care. And then we got other stuff that's not fun. Here's a taboo sex act that could save your relationship. Do you want to know what it is? Do you want to know what it is? I just clicked on it. I don't even know what it is. Wow, it's a picture of a lady with a horse. If your wife says, I want to bang a horse, divorce her or leave. That is wrong. That is wrong. She says, sleeping around seems like the ultimate relationship killer, but it can actually have the opposite effect. Yeah, kibosh. Second, my wife comes home and says, oh, yeah, I've been banging some other guy. I'd be like, you should leave before I hurt you and take all your shit with you because we're not married anymore. Whore. That's what I would say. Exactly what I'd say. Whore. No, I would flip out. And that's part of being married. You make that commitment. You're not going to. This lady's also on Instagram and apparently is... I'm going to say she's an attention whore. She loves to be looked at, like Jack's ex-wife. Oh, did I say that out loud? I did not like that lady. Not at all. My Jackie. I miss my Jackie. I don't miss his ex-wife, though. She was stupid. Want to know what you can eat at McDonald's without gaining any weight? All right. I'll tell you what you can eat at McDonald's without gaining any weight. A plain cheeseburger with nothing else. A Diet Coke and a plain cheeseburger. That's 250 to 300 calories with 12 to 15 grams of protein. It's also got a crap load of sodium in it. Don't go to McDonald's. I get in a pinch. You're like, I'm just starving. I got to grab something. Cool. You can do that. If I was just going to starving and I was going to grab something and I went to McDonald's, I would get two double cheeseburgers and then I would take the bun from one of them and throw them away, so I'd make a four-layer cheeseburger, and I would eat one bun with the four patties, and that's all I would have, no fries, and probably a Diet Coke. They say chicken nuggets is 170 calories, a small chicken nugget, which isn't bad. Filet of fish, 390 calories. Egg McMuffin is probably your best bet at there, because it's the egg is not so bad for you. The Canadian bacon, a.k.a. a slice of ham, is not that bad for you. A small latte is 140 calories. If you are on a diet or a fitness routine and you're drinking effing Starbucks at all, You're shooting yourself in the penis or vagina every single time you do that. Those drinks are loaded with calories. Loaded with calories. Sure, I could get the skinny, non-fat, double decaf, no sugar latte, whatever. If then it's not really going to be like the Starbucks, but I do have some sugar-free, like vanilla syrup in my house that I will put in coffee every now and then. I don't drink coffee anymore. Ever since I got sick when I OD'd on the Ozempic, I have not been drinking coffee very much at all. Like 2 or 3 cups since that time. Oh, that's good times right there, getting your freaking Mickey D's on. Mickey D's. Now, speaking of Mickey D's, I saw this story and I thought, good for this kid. If you remember, this is more my son's age group. When my son was a little kid, he loved to watch the Good Burger kids, Kenan and Kel, on Nickelodeon. And by the way, Kenan Thompson was on SNL for like the last 12 or 13 years or something like that. He's had was on an NBC sitcom. He's been very successful. The other kid, Kel, not so much. And here's what I like. He's famous for being on the Nickelodeon show where they worked at Good Burger. And that was their thing. Welcome to Good Burger. God, I can even say it. I saw it so many times with my son when he was a kid. And now he has started his own food festival devoted strictly to burgers, which is good for him. I like that. That is super freaking smart to do. Oh, God. And speaking of fast food, I have not had in a very, remember, since moving to the apartment. So it's been, I had Domino's Pizza for the first time since probably December. And I used to get it more because there wasn't very much fast food in Palisades, and Domino's was right by. I could walk over to Domino's from my house. It burned down too. But we ordered it the other day. We were in a hurry. I'm like, I'll just order Domino's. There's one down the street. We got it, and it was freaking shrinkflation palooza. Like, their medium pizza got so small. And my daughter always orders the gluten-free pizza there whenever we get Domino's, and that's only a 10-inch. It's like they shrunk the medium from a 12-inch down to a 10-inch. Everything was so small, and they skimped. I almost brought one of the pizzas back because I was like, they didn't put cheese on this pizza. And then my wife's like, no, there's some right there. I see a little. Like, it didn't look like there was any cheese on it. They skimped so hard on everything that I'm probably never getting Domino's again. Like, that's how I felt with it. And don't get me wrong. You're hurting if you're getting Domino's, but sometimes it's just, you know, for me at the time, it was the easiest, most convenient thing when I was not feeling like making anything and I could just grab it and it wasn't that expensive. Oh, here we go. Here's a guy. This is awful. There's a man, and he was like, dude, the huevos are getting huge. That's the police department. So what happens when you live 200 yards from the LAPD office? There's a man. He was walking around, kind of getting braggadocious about how big his balls were getting. Yeah, it wasn't his balls. He had a tumor the size of chicken eggs in his scrotum. They say a very rare condition that's usually only found in vaginas, and this guy had it in his sack. Yakety yak, don't talk back. You got a tumor in your sack. That's right, 39-year-old man. They say years of silent growth. Doctors were shell-shocked. Hear all the cops? There's something bad going on because they are pouring out of there. I have the window open with the fan in it, which I don't normally do when I do this. Doctors were shell-shocked to discover the tumor nestled inside a Chinese man's scrotum that had ballooned to the size of chicken egg. No other symptoms. The oversized lump was the only sign or condition so rare it's been documented as just a handful of times in medical literature. But women do get it in the vajay. Huh. Wow. And they say if it left untreated, this thing would have just kept growing. It would have been, the next thing, it would have been from a chicken egg to like a cantaloupe. Ooh wee. That's bad. Yeah. All right, let me turn that off. I think I don't have any more fun stories to talk about, and I think it's Bonus Pod Friday, which means I got no F's to give, and I'm going to get out of here. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. Don't forget to visit my friends at Spyra.com. Get your Spyra on. Get your Fit 10 at checkout. Get 10% off. And then I will talk to you peoples on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit, or else don't eat anything I wouldn't, which is... Well, that's a lot. Huh. Okay. Goodbye.